This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
And we're Coney live for the Build Ford Top Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And wherever you are in the free Odyssey app, good Friday morning, a feel-good Friday, the first feel-good Friday of the 2025 baseball season. Gets off to a great start for the New York Yankees, not as much for the New York Mets. People are going to overreact. I have to admit, I was annoyed with the way that the Mets game ended, and of course annoyed at seeing some of the reaction from Yankee fans on X. But then you go to bed, you wake up, and you remember that there's 161 more of these. But one takeaway I had from the game yesterday was, after a season of 2024 where it ended with so much magic and every moment that could have been a great moment ended up being a great moment until it ended against LA in Game 6, whether it was Francisco Lindor or Mark Vientos or Pete Alonso's home run, there were three instances at the end of this game that the 2024 Mets, one of them they would have come through with. Nimmo with the bases loaded, this kid who was an Uber driver and working at whatever the hell he was working at, Aldi or something. He comes up with the bases loaded, and then Juan Soto off his $765 million comes up with the bases loaded.
You mean Senger, right?
Yeah, Senger.
Yeah. Senger, who worked at a Whole Foods.
Oh, that's what it was, Whole Foods.
Yes.
You know, at those three moments, something special would have happened last year. Game one of 2025, it didn't. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
You know, Acuna Jr. had a hell of an at bat, though.
He definitely did. I mean, that was awesome.
That was big time at bat. You know, that was... That's
he was down 0-2, too.
Right, and that's a hell of a pitcher out there who, you know, kind of lost his stuff a little bit. And Juan Soto was sitting on a fastball, and he threw him a slider or some other crap. But, you know, yeah, we got a long time to go. But I will say, it was so great to get ready to watch the Astros and the Mets, and let's go, baby. Here we are. And boom, nothing. I couldn't get in. I didn't know whether or not I was going to be able to watch the game. I didn't know whether to panic and call Al or call you and say, what the hell's happening here? And then, for me anyway, I don't know about what you guys had to deal with, and I know we were all dealing with something with this MLB app, but you know, all I had to do ultimately is had to update the app.
Yeah, see, to my app was updated. It was just their issues that they had. And I thought it was maybe something that was just going to the TV that was getting screwed up. So once I saw that, because it was like, MLB media does not recognize this device is the first thing that I got. And I was like, huh, okay. So I go to the phone to see if I can watch it on the phone. Same thing. Then I go to the iPad to see if I can watch it on the iPad. Same thing. Then I go to X to see if other people are having the problem, other people having the problem. Then I got different error messages. Eventually, I got the Mets streaming, no problem the rest of the game. But, I mean, I did miss Juan Soto's first at-bat as a New York Met because these idiots couldn't get this thing figured out on opening day.
Right. The nice thing about the app, but they have this one improvement they have to do, and I don't know if you guys had the same issue. So the great thing about watching YouTube and watching the NFL ticket on YouTube, if you put it in the four box, they're all the same size.
Yeah.
All right, and then if you do a double screen, they're both the same size, and then you can switch back and forth with the audio, which is great. My MLB app had a big screen and then a small screen. They weren't the same. I couldn't make them the same size.
Mm.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I was going back and forth between the audio with the Mets and the Yankees, which is great to actually have them both right there, and that was good. But they have to be able to. And maybe it was just my app, maybe it was just my situation, maybe it's my TV, I don't know. But I could not make both of the pictures the same size. And that has to be rectified. You got to be able to have two of the same size pictures.
Yes, but I don't think a lot of people have that same issue that you have because we are lucky enough to get some of the blackout stuff away from MLB Network. Most people can't watch the Yankees and the Mets both on the MLB app.
Yesterday it was ESPN.
Yeah, but you still wouldn't be able to.
No, I watched them both on the app.
Right. Well, I don't think, that we did. Not everybody else is going to have that same experience.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Yes. For those people that are lucky enough to have what we have,
yeah.
I was able to watch both teams. Yeah,
like 100 of us maybe in the country.
All right. I thought there were more than us.
No, I don't think
because
so.
I'm just saying, when you watch YouTube.
Yeah, I know. The Sunday ticket's great and MLB sucks. It's like every other thing. NFL is great and MLB sucks.
Well,
like everything.
By the way, when you got to remember, MLB started this whole thing.
Yeah, I know.
They were the standard bearer, and they were the first ones to go into it. It was MLB BAM, I think it was called, or MLB. Yeah, I think it was called MLB BAM. And they were, cutting edge technology in front of everything. They got to work some of the kinks out. This is really the first time everybody all went at the same time.
But they didn't know that.
I mean, of course they know it. You just don't know what's wrong. They'll get it figured out. I mean, I was as annoyed as anybody, and you know me, I get annoyed at things like this.
Yeah,
and I was pissed. I wasn't Frank Fleming pissed, but I was pissed. And certainly after I had to update the app and things like that were happening. I got it, and I figured it out, and everything was fine. But I just said, watching it the way we were able to watch it on the app and do multi-screens, it's just that the second screen was small. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, I ended up going really just back and forth from the MLB app and then the ESPN broadcast of the Yankee game. And then also when I was able to get the iPad away from Summer, I was able to have both of those going on. So, I mean, there's everybody figures out a way to do it. And I think, not everybody's trying to, the Yankee fans are watching their game. The Mets fans are watching their game. Maybe for Soto, the Yankee fans were checking in on the Mets game. But as we go on, it's basically you're going to be watching your own team. We're not going to be watching it just because of what we do. We're watching both of the games at the same time. I don't think that's common for baseball fans. I mean, they're into their team and that's basically it. So they'll have a full screen of their team. And the Yankees got a full screen of Austin Wells leading off the game with a home run.
That's great.
And Carlos Rodon pitching. It's not the playoffs, we know that, but opening day at Yankee Stadium, when they know how important he is, this rotation, especially after the Gerrit Cole injury, him to come out and pitch that way was a huge boost for that team.
Yeah, it was good for him. It was good for Austin Wells, and quite frankly, it was a good solid win for them. And here we go, we're off and running. But for the Mets, Clay Holmes was, he was all over the place. They want to make him into a starter. He's going to be a big part of this starting rotation. According to Carlos Mendoza after the game, sinker wasn't there, especially against right-handers. But he did keep him in the game. He battled through some situations. He gave him too many free passes. He hits a batter. Acuña has a throwing error.
Yep.
I mean, so, things like that, little things like that have to get cleaned up, and they will. And it's too bad that, Soto didn't take that pitch, got on base, and let, Pete Alonso get up.
Yeah, I mean, and you're not going to see a lot of those swings from Soto throughout the year unless he turns into a completely different person. He doesn't generally, especially when he's got three balls, flail at something like that. But Josh Hader got him. But the thing that just drives me crazy is and it's not just Juan Soto. You got a 3-0 count. And he's sitting there, and he obviously wanted to hit because he swung at two balls later in the at-bat. He swung at a fastball that was out of the zone, and he swung at the slider that was out of the zone.
You know, that's but pressure.
But the 3-0 pitch is a hanging slider right down the middle of the plate that he probably in batting practice could hit 450 feet, and he just lets that go. I hate that just because it's 3-0. That's the best pitch you're going to get. If that was a 2-0 pitch, a 3-1 pitch, a 1-0 pitch, you're swinging and you're hitting it. But at 3-0, he just lays it in there over the plate and hangs it. And he takes it and swings it two balls out of the zone. But whatever, it's fine. He'll
get 161 more of these.
Yeah, I know, but we can't just say that after every single baseball take.
Yeah, I know.
We won't have a show to do for 4 hours. So,
right.
I mean, it sucked to see that. He'll be fine. But that annoyed me. That absolutely annoyed me. And the fact that, you know,
yeah, they also got Frommer'd.
Well, yes, but then this is when Frommer was out. You know, Frommer is a great, he I always say he reminds me of Mike Hampton, that lefty. He's crafty. He never is too emotional. He's great. But, you know, once he was out of the game, the Mets had those opportunities.
They
couldn't capitalize. But whatever. It was annoying first game, especially with the Yankee fans. Like, you know, they get their win. And then they watch Soto strike out in the first game. Yeah, they had a fun day yesterday. You know, a little bit of a fun day.
They won their home opener. That's great. You know, that's and Austin Wells starting it off with a home run was probably electric. If you were there, it felt that way.
Yeah, so, and that kid caught the home run right in the glove, right there in right field, perfectly, and was fired up. It was just like that was a great opening day scene for the Yankee fans who did not have a great offseason. The offseason was miserable. And here it is right here, and the kid, bang, right there, is going nuts as he catches the ball, brings his glove.
It's a little sample, very little sample size, but I think Cody Bellinger is going to be great for the Yankees. I really do. And I just think all defensively, base running, all these little things that we're just talking about with the Mets and how they end up losing the game because of walks and throwing error and you know, lack of clutch hitting. There's a million things you could talk about. The opposite is true for Yankees yesterday. I just think him in center field and the way he runs the bases, the smart baseball player he is, just have a feeling he's going to be a really, really good player for them.
Yeah, and when you see Cody Bellinger's highlights, it's so smooth, looks great. You're like, man, I mean, how is this guy not winning an MVP every year? He's perfect for Yankee Stadium. The problem is that, you know, he goes through extended slumps and he's gone through some really bad offensive seasons. But I think, you know, in this lineup, even though it's not as formidable as last year, in that stadium, yeah, I mean, I tend to agree with you. He's got a huge opportunity to be a major offensive player for this team.
Do you think that, you know, I don't know about, you know, Jason Dominguez yet in left field, but do you think that overall the Yankee outfield could be better defensively the way that it's configured now than it was last year?
100%. Of course. I mean, that was the whole... Now, Dominguez, we got to see.
Yeah.
But could he be any worse than Soto was out there? I mean, I know he's in left field yesterday, but in right field, could he be any worse?
Well, I think it's good. They're going to keep Aaron Judge out there in right field.
Yeah. But I'm saying Soto. I'm talking Soto, yeah. Dominguez. But, like, could Dominguez be a worse outfielder than Juan Soto was last year? It's not possible.
I just think with Bellinger and Judge out there, you got, you know, two gold glovers out there.
Yeah. Yes.
Which is great, which is what you want. I mean, listen, maybe they found something. Who knows? We'll just see. I just kind of felt just watching him, you know, he takes a base on a wild pitch yesterday. Just smart, just like smart little things like that that some other people take for granted. You know, not covering first base. That seems to be a thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with the Yankee pitchers.
Right. I know.
Get the hell over there.
A little bit of a reminder of one of the worst moments that they've had in a long time.
Have you
game
ever
five.
Seen an unathletic move like that?
Yeah, Luis Torrens trying to take third on that pass ball yesterday and getting thrown out.
Yeah.
Like, listen, I understand that ball hit the backstop and went right back to the catcher perfectly, but at the same time, holy hell. I mean, we're talking about, and he's a catcher. I understand he's not supposed to be fast, but if you're that goddamn slow, just stay on second base.
Yeah, but I don't think he would have expected the ball to do what it did.
That's, he's a catcher, though. He knows fast balls.
Stay right there. Don't move.
I couldn't believe it. Like, because when you're watching the game, you see the angle from behind the mound. You see the ball. You're just assuming the guy's going to just get in there,
safely. And then when they cut to the shot of the throw going to third base, and he's still nowhere near the bag. What do you want?
Where you been?
Where you been, man? What the hell?
No, but I was, of course, I'm talking about Rodon covering first base and tripping over nothing.
Yeah, I know. When you talk about least athletic moves, I know.
Cole forgot to cover.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I know. But Rodon, I mean,
certain things we got to still work on. This is that what's happening here?
Yeah, I suppose. Man, I tell you, no Anthony Rizzo's not signed with anybody. I'm sure if he was watching that game yesterday, he was thinking, oof.
Well, I'm thinking Paul Goldschmidt's going, is this just a thing that happens here or what?
Yeah, it is interesting because you think Cole and Rizzo both not around.
Hey.
Fundies.
Fundamentals,
I knew you were going fundies on that.
I couldn't believe that happened in game one.
Yeah, especially after the last time we saw them, they couldn't execute that play properly.
Now, after that, everything was fine.
Yeah, yep.
Weaver got over there just fine.
Yeah, and then in Devin Williams, a little bit agita, but ends up getting out of it against his former team. So,
now he's done for 2 days.
Yeah, sure, of course.
What did he throw, 35 pitches yesterday?
It was a lot. Hader threw a lot, too.
Yeah, they both did.
I mean, Hader ended up throwing a lot, too, but... Yeah, I mean, it was good to have it back yesterday after the frustration of the app. And then, now we probably won't be thinking about these games. It was funny because, like, last year, I heard C-Mac calling in. He's talking about, Juan Soto in the same exact situation last year came through. And I'm like, I had to, like, think about it and remember. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. Against the Astros, he did, and he threw a guy out. So much crap happens after today that we're not going to be looking back and saying, we knew on opening day the Yankees are going to be great because they had that great win and the Mets were going to stink because they couldn't break through against Framber Valdez. Not going to work that way.
Yeah, I had an issue with C-Mac this morning.
Oh, did you?
I'll tell you on the other side of the break because I want Jerry in here to hear this. Because
Jerry's not here today.
Oh, so he's not here.
You want to call him?
So I'll have CeeLo talk. All right. I want him to hear just because
CeeLo-
I know.
Knows C-Mac better than Jerry does, so this will be good.
This will be good. But, I mean, C-Mac did something this morning that personally drives me insane. I mean, it's the one thing that just absolutely gets me all riled up that I had to get out of the car and scream at him.
Wow.
I'm just telling you right now, and I'm sure many of you have dealt with this, but this is my one thing that annoys me more than anything.
So it's something he said on the radio. It wasn't like he left a mess in the studio.
It is something that I'm telling you, and I'm sure you guys all feel the same way about this. And I was so mad at him this morning that I have to admit that I snapped on Greenwich Street.
Did you?
I did. And, wow. And it's...
I'm really interested to hear this.
Yeah.
And it's something said on the air.
I laid into him, actually.
I would have thought that he left a mess in the studio when you were doing your sports minutes. Like, because that I know you hate.
I hate that or the stink.
The
Al Cintron stink.
The Al Cintron stink. He's got a stink?
Oh, that's right. You weren't here.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He came in one day and he was doing the overnights, and I walked in there and did my sports minutes in that studio, and he had worn, like, a really heavy dose of aftershave.
Oh, okay.
Or parfum or whatever.
Oh, now that makes sense. Because at the end of the show yesterday, he said, I'm wearing Gucci something.
Pablo something.
Yeah, and I was like, Pablo something.
Pablo Rabanne or something right there. Paco Rabanne or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah. So I was like, that's weird that he would say that.
Yeah,
and now I get
it. You were not here for this.
Yeah. Okay, so the stench.
And it got so bad over there that I asked Al to go in there and smell.
Oh, okay.
And then Al came back, confirmed, yes, heavy dose of Paco Rabanne or something.
All right, so this is something that C-Mac said on the air.
I didn't say that. I'm just telling you, there's something that he did that really just annoyed the hell out of me. And it's got to be because it happens a lot, and I never really say much about it. And this morning, I don't know why, it just got me, and I just had a scream at him in the street. I mean, the guy behind the security desk, when you walk in there, he actually got up behind the desk and was walking out. And the engineer, the young guy that works here, the shorter guy?
Yes, very nice guy. He's coming here a couple of times, yep.
Yeah, very good guy. So he was there, too, and they both thought that there was going to be a fight out in the street.
Okay, so it's not something you heard driving in. It's something you saw him do.
It's just something that C-Mac, I think, I don't know if he does it a lot, but in this particular instance this morning, crack of dawn, you know, I'm thinking about a million different things.
You see him in that Yankee jersey.
Yeah, he had the big old Yankee jersey on and everything. God almighty.
The big old Yankee jersey.
Yeah, that thing looked like a sheet.
Did he come back at you?
He rolled down the window and did, yeah. He yelled something back. I think, you know, it could have been a Carlin Giannotti situation.
Wow. That's serious, huh?
That frustrating.
All right, we'll get to that next in a CeeLo update.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I know you wanted to ask CeeLo about this Chris McMonagle C-Mac interaction that you had prior to the show this morning as he was leaving and you were coming in.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of a spat. I don't even know the details of it myself, so I'm excited to hear.
Excited to hear it. But he did something that really annoyed me, and it does annoy me on a daily basis. And this morning it happened, you know, and I'm getting here. I'm trying to get to work. I'm trying to be able to park, and I'm trying to get into the building. And so you know, he comes out, sauntering out with his big old sheet with a number on the back of it. It's a Yankee jersey, right? Just got done with his overnight, and I know he's tired and everything else, and kind of saunters over to his car, and I'm sitting there waiting. Now I have to make a decision. Do I parallel park, or is he going to get out so I could just pull in? And he's like sitting in the car, and I'm sitting there, and he's got to see the car that was sitting there. You know, I'm sitting right here, and I'm going to give him a chance to get in the car, turn it on, back up, and get out. But no, he's got to sit in his car. I don't know if he's got like water jugs with him or whatever, and he's got to put it all down. He's got to look at himself in the mirror before he leaves. And I'm like, what the F is he doing? Like, he knows I'm sitting here.
Yeah.
And I'm beeping the horn. Right? I'm like, come on, let's go. What are you doing? And this is the same thing that happens. Like, sometimes you go to to a Whole Foods parking lot or something.
Yeah,
or
people
or
just Citarella, sitting in there. Yeah.
Or Citarella, right. and it's packed.
Because, yeah,
you know, everybody's there. And you're waiting for a spot. You see somebody come out. They put their stuff in the car. Then they get in the car, start the car, and they just sit there. And you know what they're doing? They're checking their phone. Is what they're doing. Everybody's checking their phone. Everybody wants to see. And I'm sure McMonagle wanted to check his ex account to see if anybody posted anything towards him and his show and everything. I'm like, I got to go to work. You got to go home. Move your ass and let's go. And I'm telling you, I'm just sitting there.
No, I know.
Because I would have known, if I would have known he was going to sit in there and do nothing.
You'd find another spot.
No, I would have paralleled.
Oh, okay.
I would have paralleled parked. But since I saw him come out, didn't say anything to him, watched him get into his car, and then he just takes his time, and then he turns his car on. I could see, you know, the brake lights come on and everything. I'm like, okay, he's going to back up. Then it's like another 30 seconds. I'm like, what the F is he doing?
How are you?
Just back up and get the hell out of there.
How are you as a Powell Parker? You can nail it.
Oh, great. I'm awesome.
See, I
shocker.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, why didn't you just take that advantage? You know, bang, 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 bang.
You know
bang.
Why? Because I'm assuming, I got to assume, and I remember telling Gunnar and Sydney this, look, you just got to kind of anticipate what the opposing driver's doing here.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking that, you know, he's a man. He's going to get in his car. He's going to back up and he's going to leave. But that wasn't the case.
Yep.
He was doing, I don't know what the hell he was doing. And I think he was probably checking his phone. It's probably what.
Probably.
So I beat the horn twice. No movement.
Come
beep
on.
It again.
No movement after two beeps.
And I finally get out and I said, move the goddamn car. You know, and he's like, nothing. And I'm like, hey, stupid. You know, and you got the UPS guys over here all laughing. I got the guy, the security guy downstairs. He's coming to the door like, is there going to be a fight out there or something? And then finally, it probably was a minute and a half worth of time.
Okay.
But it feels like a long time.
Sure. Especially when you're trying to get into work. You got the sports minutes. You got things you got to do.
But it's even that, like when you go to like Whole Foods or when you go to Marshall's or something like that. And you're waiting.
I don't go to either one of those places.
Target. You're trying to get into a parking spot and you got a good parking spot.
Yeah.
and somebody gets to their car and they just sit there and they don't move.
No, I'm the exact.
How annoying
is it
that,
is. I'm the exact opposite of that. I actually have a similar situation, and I don't know if have you been to Disney recently.
But when recently.
So there's when the place is packed, there's only like certain places where you could sit down and eat.
Oh yeah.
And then someone and people are like waiting with their trays for someone to get up, and then someone's totally done with their food. You know that they're done. Their kids are done. There's just crap all over the thing, and they're just sitting there at the table like this, scrolling through their phones. And you're like, get up. So I can sit down, exactly. And you go somewhere else.
Exactly.
You don't need to travel. You don't need to go to damn travel anymore.
You know what? That's the same type thing. Of situation.
Yep. Yes. Yep. Get up.
It's enough. I mean, stop being a jerk.
I'm like, what is CeeLo doing? I mean, C-Mac. Yeah. What is C-Mac doing?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think he's doing? Probably looking at his phone.
Oh,
right?
I'm sure. Yeah. Absolutely. And I think you're right. Probably scrolling the timeline, checking the mentions. How was the show received? People are probably tweeting him about the Evan Roberts audio we're
going to get into. Fan. Everybody's probably in love with his take on the Yankees this morning, whatever the hell it was. I mean,
overreaction Friday, game one of the season. That's what it was.
Right. But see, but you guys all understand the annoyance of something.
Yes, we are all with you on that.
And that's the thing. I deal with that at least 3 or 4 times a week, I feel like.
Mm. See, I think I normally would come to his defense, but it's 5:30 in the morning. He's probably not figuring someone's waiting. But once you honk the horn multiple times.
Dude, I'm sitting right there.
Well, I could see him being oblivious if he's in his phone. But when you hear the horn, you got to look up and see what's going on.
Get into his car with that big sheet that he was wearing. Whatever that thing was.
It's a jersey.
That thing was enormous.
Yeah, well, he's a big man. Are you.
Yeah, I know. But, it was enormous.
So you wore your Yankee sweatshirt today.
And I'm like, okay, good. He's going to get in his car. He's going to. Then he started it and he sat there.
Yeah. Well, he learned his lesson today.
And now I got to make a decision. Do I? Because you know what's going to happen. I go over to Parallel Park. He's going to move. You know what I'm saying? You know that's going to happen.
Of course. Yep.
Oh, God. It just annoyed me this morning. So.
Well, all right.
Got it off my chest.
That's what we needed.
I'm good now.
We needed to get that out. All right. CeeLo, what is happening over there?
All right. Brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. So yesterday morning, you guys ID'd Jerry as saying baseball is his companion, right?
Yeah.
Specifically his summer companion.
Yeah, he loves it.
He claimed fake news on. So as we go along here, I will integrate two gentlemen who work at this radio station, one for each team, Mets and Yankees, where I think that absolutely applies as the regular season is now officially underway. Let's begin with the Yankees. And I don't know if you guys heard, but Aaron Boone was on to begin the midday show with DT and Sal.
Yes.
Live at the stadium.
I know I didn't hear this, so I just want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do they refer to Aaron Boone as Booney?
BT 100%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
Does.
Yeah. I've heard him do it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No. I mean, in this particular interview. It's opening day. He's the manager of the Yankees.
I think it's better than 50-50 that he does.
Tell you what, I will go back and investigate that. And
okay.
I will get you that answer for next hour. And I do promise this will be the lone Boone clip I play for today, but it leads into what ended up happening in the game.
The biggest thing I like for my players is to kind of get into the normalcy of the season. So whether that's getting your first hit, making your first play, driving a run, like you want to just get settled so you get into the routine of the season, and then we go find out how good we're going
to
be.
All right, makes sense. And Austin Wells took that to heart quickly yesterday, giving Dave Sims a chance to get into his first official home run call.
Peralta from the third base side of the rubber, 2-0. Pitch swung on, high drive, right field. Line drive going back and reaching up. It is gone! A home run! Austin Wells, and what a start to the 2025 season for the New York Yankees. Hey now,
there you go, Dave.
Right,
here
like
on
it.
The fan,
yeah,
plenty
like
of energy,
it.
You know,
very smooth. Yep, yeah. I like it.
And it wasn't a no doubter, but no hesitation in his call. So he's on top of it.
So is this hey now thing? Is that his thing?
I think so.
I guess it's gonna be. Yeah,
we'll find
out.
I think it has been.
We'll find out. We'll play the Volpe home run at some point. We'll get you that answer.
Okay.
You know? So early home runs from Wells and Anthony Volpe, and Carlos Rodon overcame we'll call it trip and fall, covering first base on a play where
Paul Goldschmidt should have. How about delay trip and fall?
Delay trip and fall?
Seems like a thing that Yankee pitchers do.
Well, at least he did
starting
eventually
pitchers, anyway.
Get over there, unlike Garrett
Cole.
But
it's amazing that you got, delay. He delayed.
But he got there.
I don't know. Joe Buck and Joe Girardi said he didn't do the right thing.
Okay, but also
intimating that.
Fine, but perhaps part of the delay was because Paul Goldschmidt was right there and probably should have just taken the ball.
Can't assume anything. Come on, CeeLo. You know that. They do these drills every day.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Yeah, we have. I think he's had enough. He doesn't do this when I rip him because he knows I'm right. But when you rip him, he wants to call up to defend himself. Chris McMonagle is on the line. Hey, C-Mac, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
I'm doing great. You got
it's good to talk to you, Boomer.
I mean, you know, you are unbelievable. How long does it take you to get in the car, back up, and get the hell out of there?
Okay. A couple things. One, I want to admit, I think you described the situation perfectly. You didn't exaggerate. You said about 90 seconds, maybe. And you also said, you know, that, oh, well, it was like a parking lot. This is not, I'm not at Roosevelt Field on a Saturday afternoon. I'm not in like a busy parking lot. I walk outside to my car. It's 5:15 in the morning on a street where the parking becomes illegal in 45 minutes. I'm sitting there, and yes, I was on my phone. I like to listen back to the show, so I'm going through the Odyssey app to listen to the show back.
Self-absorbed.
I'm not self-absorbed. No,
you're listening to your show back. Yeah, you are.
I am listening to my show back.
All right. You said you were.
It's 5:15 in the morning on the streets of Manhattan, and you mentioned you could parallel park. I look behind me. I look in front of me. There's spots all over the place.
No, in front of you, there wasn't a spot. Behind you, there was, and I could have parallel parked, but I'm waiting for you to leave. I didn't expect you to, you know, get in your car and just sit there, turn the car on, and not move.
For about a minute, not even.
No, 90 seconds. It was at least 90 seconds, at least. This is New York, man. We don't wait for anything. just move your ass and get the hell out of here and go home.
And then the honking of the horn. I don't know what it is. You're like two car lengths back, and how many people get dropped off in front of that building? I don't know what the car honking is for.
Well, that's why I had to get out and yell at you.
And then you did. You certainly yelled at me. Yes, you did. Yeah.
All right, see.
Let's just move. I mean, look, you're moving slow anyway. Let's pick it up, all right?
Yeah. It's a Gleyber Torres sheet, by the way. And I could have, like, I thought you were being playful for the most part when you came out yelling at me. I had no idea I'd upset you that much by sitting there for 45 seconds in the car on the streets of Manhattan at 5:15 in the morning.
That's what Siegfried said before he got mauled. I thought he was being playful.
I thought he was.
Yeah. All right. Well, now you know. So if that happens again, probably this is also a warning for you for the rest of your life, because you probably do this in other spots too. And you may not run into somebody as quite as kind as I am.
I know. You were very kind to me, yes. and continue to be so. But look, like you said it perfectly, this is not Roosevelt Field Mall in a packed parking lot.
Yeah, but I'm stuck. Do I parallel park? Do I wait for you to get out? And I was going to give you a chance to get out, because I know if I pulled up on side of you, you probably would have wet your pants or something. So I was being kind to let you back out and leave.
I put it in reverse for half a second, and I saw like the amount of room. I honestly did not think,
you know,
that it was someone waiting for me to move to get a parking space.
This is exactly what you did. You put it reverse, and then you put it back in park, which is because you gave me the idea that you were actually going to back out, and you didn't. You duped me, and you don't even realize that you did it.
I realize I did it. I mean, a lack
of self awareness.
No, it isn't. I don't remember putting it back in park. I remember putting it in reverse and then still waiting a second
Maybe what you did is you put it in reverse and then you stepped on the brake. That's what you did.
Yeah.
All right. Here come the backup lights. All right, he's going to move. Brake. He's not moving.
Yeah. Because when I put it in reverse and I saw the 35 feet behind me, I didn't even think who would bother me for a parking spot.
Well, C-Mac, you've learned your lesson here. Just say yes.
I did.
Okay, that's what I need to do.
I'm very, very sorry. I'm very, very sorry.
All right,
sorry.
We're all good. We're all fine. And by the way, how big is that jersey you were wearing?
It's probably a triple X.
Okay. All right. I thought it was a little bit too big. That's all.
And
maybe. I mean, listen. When you wear the jerseys, I want to wear the sweatshirts underneath. I want to be, you know, it was cold today.
Yeah, I know. That thing was hanging down by your ankles.
Yeah, well, because that's the problem. Because I need, for the chest, I need the triple X, but I'm not that tall.
Yeah, I know.
I'm mostly just big. I'm not that tall. So I should, if they had a big and tall shop, a big shop would be perfect.
Yeah. C-Mac, you have a great weekend, huh?
Oh, thank you. You guys do. Right, appreciate it.
Yeah, you're a thick some bitch.
If you're looking for C-Mac over the weekend, he'll be loitering in a Walmart parking lot in Warwick, New York. Just look through the cars and look for the biggest man that's sitting in the driver's seat, and you can find him.
I mean, just here's my word to everybody out there. Just get your car back out in a timely manner.
Yeah.
Don't like, he threw like me a changeup is what he did.
Had he ever been on the softball team, he would have known you weren't being playful. We'll just leave it at that.
CeeLo, I do think people actually want to hear some stuff today. So what we'll do is we'll bring you back next hour with your good stuff. I mean, next segment with your good stuff. Give us like 5 minutes of some
stuff. Okay.
Some good stuff.
Yeah.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Feel Good Friday. You got 6 minutes here, CeeLo, to hit us with the sound we didn't get to from opening day last segment. What's going on?
All right, actually, as I was alluding to last segment, I've got some host sound. Yankees did end up winning that game at home against the Brewers as Devin Williams, 36 pitches against his former team to escape there in the ninth inning, a 4-2 victory. So, post-game show wraps up here on the Fan, and right around 7:40, Keith McPherson signed on for what turned out to be a 4+ hour show for him, which was a struggle because he did, as he made abundantly clear here, attend opening day.
Your Yankees win, tell everybody, start spreading the news. Keith McPherson here. Obviously, I went to the game. If you can tell by the lack of my regular voice that I have, but I've got enough of a voice to do this show tonight. Authentic, real. The Yankees win. The Yankees win.
And then as he would continue.
And he was healthy, right? It was all because he was yelling. This
correct.
Was not because he was sick and lost his voice.
That's
well,
right.
He was not sick. Now, he had an appearance at Stan's beforehand for Corona. You know, you can tell me he didn't pop a few Coronas.
Did he?
Yeah, he had an appearance. I don't know what he was doing.
11-1 at Stan's across the field. Right, well, we were doing all the live reads for him.
All right, but this is now, you know, 6.5 hours later. So a lot of time has passed.
He had to get hammered.
Okay. Well, as he would continue.
I don't know that.
Yeah, right. Nor do I.
I mean,
he's happy. Huge Yankee fan, probably the biggest Yankee fan on this station.
Ooh.
And he basically
McMonagle back on the phone.
No, he's definitely bigger than McMonagle.
I mean, they go about it in different ways. We'll say it that.
They're both apologetic for the Yankees. No, you know, if they lose, they don't get really after anybody.
Before we move on to the Mets, here's one more where Keith explains opening day just hits a little different for him.
I tried to go to the game and not yell, but yeah, right.
Yeah.
Tried to go to the game and not yell. Yeah, right. 888-808-1019. Somebody with a voice call to the line. I mean, like, listen, man. This is a holiday. Happy New Year. I love this day. And when the Yankees win on this day, I love it even more. I woke up at 4:13 a.m.
So it was a long day.
See,
for
I told you, that's an authentic Yankee fan right there.
And he did say that opening day means more to him than his birthday and enjoys it even more than Christmas.
Wow.
So there you go. Good start.
Must have had a terrible childhood.
He's right up Eddie's alley.
Right up Eddie's alley. That's
yes,
right.
Yes, it is.
That's right. So he was in his Yankee feels after a 1-0 start to the season. On the flip side in Houston, it's fair to say mostly lifeless performance by the Met offense up until the ninth inning.
Yes, right? That's fair to say.
You did build some drama there, though, in the top of the ninth after the Francisco Lindor sack fly finally got the Mets on the board. They were now trailing the Astros 3-1. Josh Hader on the mound and Juan Soto in the box representing the go-ahead run facing closer Josh Hader in a 3-0 count became a 3-2 count.
Hader to the belt. Here's the payoff pitch. And a swing and a miss and a slider, strike three, and the ball game is over. Soto tried to hold up on a slider down and away. Looked like it would have been ball four, but Soto just could not check his swing.
Yeah, definitely would have been ball four. Mm. Howie Rose.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
That was ball four, 10 feet from the plate.
Right, in the righty batter's box. Yes.
Yes.
So that was on Odyssey Mets Radio. What had been a solid Mets debut for Soto to that point, you know, single in the first at bat, couple of walks, ends on a sour note as he whiffs to end the game, a 3-1 Mets loss. So, game one of his Mets career, game one of this 162-game marathon. Didn't take much to get Evan Roberts all riled up on what turned out to be a 52-minute edition of the Rico Bronya last night.
And Juan Soto, wake the hell up. We can't be having these weak swings at sliders, 3-2 in the dirt, to lose a game to the Astros.
So this isolated clip was made aware to the overnight guys, and they thought, you know, maybe he's being sarcastic, just playing the role of a frustrated, over-the-top Met fan, but really wasn't being sarcastic at all. He was being serious, but it went beyond Soto coming up small in a big spot.
This phone I have right here, with the beautiful Met logo on the background, it started to explode. Now, did it explode with Pete Hoffman saying, hey, let's do the Rico? No. Did it explode with the Mets text chat, you know, breaking down the game? No.
And this is in the immediate moments after Soto strikes out. And here was the real reason that this all got under Evan's skin.
It exploded with Yankee fans basically spiking the football because Soto struck out to end the game in Houston after he did basically the exact opposite a year ago. And that should not annoy me. It should not annoy you. But in the moments after this opening day loss to the Astros, yeah, kind of pisses me off.
And he said it really sucked. So there you go. All it took was one game, one strikeout at the end, and he's got one. So
I mean, there is no doubt about it that this is the most intense the Met-Yankee thing has been since 2000. It's in 25 years. This is the most intense it's been because of Juan Soto and because of everything that came with it.
You know, I wish we all could just get along, honestly. I mean, really. I mean, we all love baseball around here.
You with your New York sweatshirt over there.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it is, a New York sweatshirt.
New York Yankees.
No, it's not. Stop. I don't want to get into this argument. I'm just saying, why don't we just, we all love baseball. Can't we all just root for a Subway Series?
Hey, you want your team to be there. You don't want the Mets or the Yankees to be there if you're the fan of the other team. Other quick scores yesterday that are important.
Yeah, you want to do a little NCAA tournament?
Yeah, let's just hear it here because we do have to take a break.
Sure. Well, Texas Tech almost got knocked off by Arkansas. Needed a late three to force overtime, and they did advance 85-83. They'll next face one seed Florida as the Gators disposed of your Maryland Terps.
They crushed us, man.
87-71. East Regional Final in Newark will feature one seed Duke. They beat Arizona 193-30 points for Cooper Flagg, and that'll be against Alabama if they made a record 25 threes in a 113-88 thumping of BYU.
That Alabama was ridiculous. The SEC basketball teams are insane. You got Kentucky and Tennessee tonight. They hit threes. They shoot well. They play well. Florida just dismantled Maryland and ran them right into the ground. And now Maryland's probably going to be looking for a new head coach.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
Get you some Kevin Willard next hour.